Hello.
Hello, my name is Jaquetta. We're returning a requested callback from customer support. Someone requested a call. May I have your zip code to further assist you?
45786.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Lane, L-A-N-E.
And Ms. Lane, thank you. For security purposes, can you verify your address?
1225 Plum Run Road, Waterford, Ohio, 45786.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. In just a moment while my system finishes loading the account details.
Sorry, I'm out in the barn. You probably
heard
the
you're fine.
Background.
You're fine. Come on, system. These computers move so slow. Okay, so I do have your account here pulled up for you today on the KitchenAid mixer. How may I help you today?
Okay. First of all, the thing said that it was only like $5, and now they have charged my credit card like $67 or $62 and something. That's not what I was told.
Okay. Now, looking at the order entry here, it is the KitchenAid mixer was a entry for the chance to win it. You paid the $5.74. Now, it's stated in those terms that because it is a contest entry, you are entering in for a chance to win it and also enrolling into the monthly membership for our online factory discount store, where you are billed the $67.32 a month for a $125 voucher for the store's website.
No, it needs canceled because I'm going to report this charge as fraud. So whatever has to be done to cancel it needs to be done because I'm going to fight this with my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that. What we will do is go ahead and process a cancellation on the account because when your credit card company contacts us, they will see that you did do the 574, and they will deem the charge as valid. Now, I can give a 50% courtesy refund back off of that charge.
The $5 and whatever is not the issue. It's the 60-something dollars that they charged.
I understand that, but you're stating you're going to say claim it as fraud, fight it as fraud, but you did do the $5.74, which was an entry fee to the Online Factory Membership Club for the $67.32.
There was nothing on that said anything about a monthly fee.
Did you review the terms before processing the payment for $5.74?
I did not see anything on there that said
okay.
That.
It is listed in the terms and conditions, Ms. Lane, and I do apologize. If you'll give me just one moment, I will speak with my supervisor to see if I'm able to cancel it in full for you. Give me just one moment. Ms. Lane, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So I did speak with my supervisor on the account. She has agreed to go ahead and allow me to process the full refund as a courtesy for you of the $67.32. You will see that credit post back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. I did go ahead and process a full cancellation as well on the account. This will go ahead and prevent any future charges from recurring against you. And if you have something to write with, I can give you that cancellation number.
Unfortunately, I don't. I'm in the barn.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to give it out because I have to over the recorded line. It's C as in Charlie, 262-957-000. And again, your refund for $67.32 has been processed in full, and you'll see that credit post back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Can they send a confirmation email?
I can request that one be sent to you. Is that srlane407@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll submit that information over. Was there anything else that I can help you with today?
So the only charge that's on there is the $5 and something, and there will be no future charges.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
It's not a problem. Was there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.